Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
This is the view of our solar panels from the other end of the house. The same set of panels you saw before. And this is showing the connection from the roof down to the basement where our inverter lives. These panels are the older style that produce DC current from the roof, and they need a DC to AC inverter to be able to feed the power into the grid and to power our house. Newer panels have the converters built into the panels themselves and have a smaller installation inside.
Our compost bin, which sits out behind the house. Jane and I don't have a lot of scrap that we generate, but whatever we do have from table scraps is compostable. goes into the compost bin. And we have propane for our gas dryer that's also inside the house. You'll see our wood rack where we burn a little bit of wood during the course of the winter, but actually not very much.
This Buderus oil burner that provides the heat for our house during the winter, and also this high-efficiency water heater that actually uses a service loop out of the oil burner to heat our hot water for the house. The combination of those two things has reduced our oil fuel bill by about 35% as well, which has helped quite a lot. And with all produced installed as part of the Mass Save package, which means that we got a substantial discount from the state for doing this, as well as a very long-term zero-interest loan to help pay for the process.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Hi, this is Peggy McCullough. I would like to talk a little bit about how George and I try to care for God's creation. As you can see, we have solar panels here in our house. We had those put on about 8 years ago. They pay most of our electricity. We get one large bill a year, and sometimes there's another smaller one. In general, they do a good job. The rest of the house is heated by gas. Over here, we have a compost bin, which we use regularly. Our neighbors do as well, and one of the daughters. And that gets moved yearly, and a lot goes, that's for all the vegetable matter. And we use that compost to go in our vegetable garden here. We're big vegetable gardeners, and we have a solar-powered electric fence here to keep the critters out. When we moved here in 76, my father-in-law right away put up clotheslines, which I still use. George runs the snowblower out here in the winter, so we can compost, and so I can hang up most of my clothes. We do make good use of the Acton Transfer Station. Any non-vegetable matter, all the animal scraps and shells and bones go to the transfer station. They do a good job of that. And we recycle pretty much anything that we can to get out of our trash collection. And we usually only have to go about every 3 weeks. So I think we're doing a pretty good job. Of course, we can always do better. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email, or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. I have a confession to make. I have had a love affair for many years with Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. I go to wash my hands at the kitchen sink, and I grab a paper towel. I'd spill something on the counter, and I'd grab a paper towel. I'd go to wash a mirror, and I'd grab a paper towel. I'd go to wash windows, and I'd grab a bunch of paper towels. Spill something on the floor, paper towel. Let's face it, my medium of choice was a paper towel. I might have felt a little guilty when I ripped off a sheet for a moment about all the trees that I was killing, but then I'd continue doing whatever I was doing. But then the pandemic came, and heading off to BJ's just wasn't an option anymore. And online ordering was challenging enough just to get the right food in the house. So I thought, what could I do without? that would make this online ordering thing less stressful. Could I go without my precious bounty? What did people do before paper towels? Well, regular towels, of course. So I pulled out a dish towel that my grandsons had given me and put it by the sink for drying hands. And every time I use it, it makes my heart smile, just like the towel says. I found I had quite the selection of rags and towels that worked just fine for what a paper towel did. I still use the occasional sheet, but in a year's time, I have not purchased a single new roll of paper towels. I'm still using that package I bought at BJ's over a year ago. Now I only use maybe one roll every 6 to 8 weeks instead of one roll a week. I have to confess, it was the pandemic that caused me to change my ways and not my better conscience. But I'm sort of proud of myself and really happy that I can do a little more to save God's creation. What if we all did that? Susan Evans tells me that if every household in the United States used 4 less rolls of paper towels a year, we would save 1 million trees and 1.2 billion gallons of water. Think of that.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chino Chun, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Today we celebrate the Earth Day together. But can we do this? All God's creatures, I love you. Can we do that? Yes, we pray, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. At least every week, we pray the Lord's Prayer, and that's part of it. We believe, we Christians believe, God entrusted us, all God's creatures, with us. God entrusted us with all God's creatures. So we acknowledge our stewardship for our nature, God's creation. And we acknowledge this morning, God is calling us to be part of that. So today, as we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, we worship God who has provided all these abundant resources from the nature. And we worship God with our answer, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes to your call to be good stewards for your creation. With all our hearts, minds, and souls, let us worship God together.
Let us put our hearts and minds in prayer together for the celebration of Earth Day and our Native American ministries. Holy God, your mercy is over all your works, and in the web of life, each creature has its role and place. We praise you for the ocelot and the owl, the cactus and the krill, the phytoplankton and the whales. We honor you for whirlwind and lava, tides and topsoil, cliff and marsh. Give us hearts and minds eager to care for your planet. Humility. Humility to recognize all creatures as your beloved ones. Justice to share the resources of the earth with all its inhabitants, and love not limited by our ignorance. This we pray in the name of Jesus, who unifies what is far off and what is near, and in whom, by grace and the working of your Holy Spirit, all things hold together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us sing the hymn, Morning Has Broken. It's in our UMC hymnal, the Navy Blue Book, page 145. 145, 145, morning has broken. As we see the nature, I don't know about you, but I see the beautiful nature through the big windows of our sanctuary. So if you, I believe you have windows. So look at those natures, and let's praise the Lord who created all these beautiful nature. Morning has broken.
From heaven. the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, strong in completeness, where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden's a place. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Amen. Amen.
We save the earth because we have programmable thermostats that helps us keep temperatures low and not burn as much oil.
Our family is vegan. It helps animals and the earth.
Yes, being vegan could be one of the greatest ways that you could reduce your impact on the Earth's environment. Animal agriculture is one of the greatest contributors to human-made greenhouse gas emissions, water pollution, air pollution, deforestation.
Last but not least,
for Earth Day, I am planting.
Put it in.
I help out by planting flowers. I also help by doing trash pickups with this gravel.
Hello, my name is Lucy, and this is how I take care of nature. I fold these boxes and put them away so they can be used again. Thank you.
One way we can help Earth is that we can help plant trees so animals have more places to live.
Happy Earth Day.
April 20. I mean, okay.
This great shirt reminds me that even if I can't do a lot, every small thing that I can do is really important to save this beautiful Earth.
Yesterday, I was playing with my friend and happened to dig across a big dirty net.
You picked up garbage in our trash, in our yard.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And they threw it in the trash.
Awesome. What else? Do we compost?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're trying to learn how to garden?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One way we can help save the earth is with solar panels.
One of the ways that we could help nature, like whales, we could stop and boats hitting whales and protect them. That's one of the ways that we can celebrate Earth Day.
Protect those whales.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and thanks so much for all the families that shared with us these wonderful videos and showing us your ways that you're caring for the Earth. You know, it's really kind of amazing how much we know about how we can care for the Earth better. It's so much more than we knew even just 20, 30 years ago, let alone 50. And yet we still have so much we have to learn, so much we have to grow in. So thank you all, and thanks so much to our kids for leading the way on this. You know, living in Massachusetts, we are blessed to have such amazing nature all around us in many of the places where we live. maybe even today, you can just take a moment to go outside for a little bit and enjoy just the nature that you have in your neighborhood and around your neighborhood. You know, this earth is our home. What do we do in our homes? We're well acquainted with this in a pandemic. We take care of our homes. We try to. We fill our homes with good things, with love and laughter. In Genesis 1, we have a great song of creation where God is making everything and it's beautiful and it's good. And then God makes people and says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And so often we have not filled the earth with good things like the stewards of a home should. We fill the earth with other things, with things that are not so good, things that damage the earth. Caring for this earth is not just something that we do that's a good thing for us to do as Christians. It's actually part of the gospel. Because the gospel is, in many ways, teaching us that we humans are not the center of the universe. We're not the beginning and the end of all things. We're part of a connected whole. We're part of a planet that needs us and that we need to survive. So let's remember to enjoy creation and celebrate it, because when we do that, we remember that we are a part of something bigger than ourselves, something that connects all of us together in God's creation. And so when we make our little changes and our big changes to our lives so that we can help support and care for the earth, let's remember that we're doing this because we are called to live at home with each other. And we know that we share this home with so many other creatures and with ourselves and with other people. Let's pray together. God, help us to not live like there's no tomorrow or like we're the only people that matter, but help us to be at home and to live in harmony with all of creation and with you. Amen.
I
Let us hear the words from the 11th chapter of Isaiah, verses 6 through 9. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion. And a little child will lead them all. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in the nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. Amen. Mom, oh my gosh, you can't believe it. What we found in the woods today, there was this big eagle soaring way up. And then all of a sudden, he dove down. We heard this noise and we ran all the way home. I reached out to my mom and gave her a big bouquet of dandelions in my brown stained hand and gave her a big grin with my purple wild blackberry smile, and she gave me a big hug. My name's Susan Evans, and I'm the self-designated lead tree hugger and a member of the trustees committee here at St. Matthew's. And I so appreciate the opportunity that Pastor Janu has given me for this platform to talk about the importance of caring for creation this morning. So my mother's motto was, go out and play. Spring, summer, fall, winter, go out and play. And I did. And I loved nature. I fell in love with it. I wondered why the bees hovered around the dandelions and how those squirrels could climb straight up those trees, and why that, how that bird could soar so high. And my mother knew that I was really enthusiastic about nature. So she enrolled me in Girl Scouts. And of course, I took it on very enthusiastically with all my merit badges. And not only did I stay up till junior level, I stayed till I was a senior in high school. And I got more merit badges. The gold ones are for seniors. And I got advanced merit badge in ocean. To this day, I'm a go out and play gal. I live across the street from conservation land with a beautiful paved road. I ride my bike. I hike. I walk. I run. I swim in a lot of local ponds and lakes. And just this past year, as we know, pandemic has struck a lot of us. And me too, I lost my job. But it was a good thing, because I'm a sustaining member of this organization called the Nature Conservancy. They're an international earth conservation organization. They have operations in 74 countries around the world. And they were very smart, too, to take advantage of this time. Every week they put on a webinar of some topic on nature, and I tried to sign up for all of them. And one, of course, that I really like being a tree hugger is the one about trees. And did you know that trees live in neighborhoods in the forest? And when the tall trees are way up there in the canopy, they're pulling carbon down. And when they sense that the little trees around them aren't getting enough carbon, they pull more carbon down through their trunk into their roots, and they give it to the other smaller trees through the ground. I thought that was so amazing. And of course, most of us know trees take in carbon, give us oxygen. Beautiful, beautiful design by our Creator. But not just the trees, I learned. Also, the plants in the ocean called phytoplankton. They're tiny little plant microorganisms, and they float in the water, and they are responsible for taking tons of carbon out of the environment and giving us back that luscious oxygen. So we get 50% from phytoplankton, 50% from all the plants on land. But what I really was curious about, okay, the phytoplankton, they don't have any roots. So where do they get their nutrition? They get it, believe it or not, from whale poop. Whale poop is like the gold of the ocean. Every creature benefits from it. And so the little phytoplankton get vitamins and minerals from the whale poop. They take in that glorious sun so they can perform their photosynthesis. That's a tongue twister. They bring in the carbon, and they give us that glorious oxygen. So I created my own little model of a balanced earth that God gave us. Equal oxygen in from all the plants and phytoplankton in the earth, and equal carbon that we breathe out, all us land creatures, right? This is called carbon neutral. This is called net zero carbon. This is called the way God designed it to be. So how are we doing on this? Well, according to the U.S. Forest Service, last year we lost 36 million trees. Concrete, highways, malls, buildings, housing developments. so we're losing a little on the oxygen intake. And then whales. Now, they're doing okay, except there are some populations that are at risk, particularly the North American right whale, right out here on our coastline. 10 years ago, there were 800 of them. Now there's only 350. Ship strikes, fishing gear entanglement, and all the stress. Can you imagine if you're a female and you hear this all the time? All those ship engines? Right. It's going to impair your productivity, reproductivity. So, what about the phytoplankton? Well, phytoplankton are relying on getting the sun's rays through that water. And what are we doing? We put 14 million pounds, excuse me, tons of garbage in the ocean last year. Every year, 90% of that is plastic. That plastic breaks up into small microchips. It spreads all through the ocean. It obstructs the sun's rays being able to get to the phytoplankton in the water. And so we also got perhaps less whale poop. So that nourishes the phytoplankton too. Plus climate change, warming the air, warming the water, and that's a whole other lesson. So here we are, really getting hit over here on the oxygen inside. Okay, so what are we doing over here on the carbon side? Right? But we're still breathing, so it's still right here. But in 1853, there were two engineers up in northwest Pennsylvania. They pulled oil out of the ground, built a refinery. We got kerosene for our lamps. More carbon into the air. Then, you know, early in the 1900s, cars were invented, and Henry Ford took it to the max. Assembly line, bringing off cars left and right. Cars went around the United States, around the world. Burning that gasoline, putting more carbon in the environment. And then trucks, more cars, buses, airplanes, more carbon. And then we got our heating systems. Yep, oil, propane, gas. More carbon in the air. Yep. So what are we doing about this? Well, we know, you know, we have embraced solar, huge, expanding every day. We got it on our own church here. We brought our carbon footprint down 35%. Thank goodness we have the resources to do that. We got electric vehicles. We do have new technology to help people get off of fossil fuel in their homes. That's called heat pumps. So, and we have lots of technology available. But I will tell you that technology we have is only preventing the carbon from going up. And it's still inching up a little. We still don't have any tool to bring it down where God originally designed it to be. So there are a lot of things that are being done. You know, you're very familiar probably that President Biden got us into the Paris Climate Agreement. And essentially that is a commitment to get back to here. Charlie Baker just signed the climate bill. The state of Massachusetts, again, to reach this target of God's creation by 2050. That means he wants to get us to net zero carbon, the state of Massachusetts, by 2050. But from what we have right now operating, our solar, our electric vehicles. We are only going to be able to, at the minimum, hold this carbon right here. But we don't right now have any way, any technology or anything that we're doing that can get us back here. So I think about this 2050 goal. And I think about, okay, in 2050, right, we have young children in this congregation, middle school, children almost ready to go to college. They're going to be like 30, 40, and 50 years old in 2050. And I so wonder, with what the technology we have now, are we going to be able to ensure that they will have enough oxygen in their air and no microplastics in their water? So recently, this was just 2 weeks ago, somebody in the Acton Climate Coalition group that I'm working in told me about this movie called Kiss the Ground. And it's our hope. It's our hope that we're going to be able to get back to here just like God wants us to be. And what it is called soil regeneration. California State University, Chico, in Chico, California, has really taken on this research. They have a whole research center about it. But essentially it is returning the land to its original biodiversity and making it work for us. So, and it's primarily targeted to farmland. Okay, so from the Farm Bureau and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I found out we got like 411 million acres of cropland in the United States. Just to give you an idea how much that is, it's 61 times the size of Massachusetts. That's a huge lot of land, right? And every year it gets tilled bare, exposed land, unprotected topsoil. They have to put fertilizers in it, pesticides all throughout the season. So this new strategy called soil regeneration is to cover the land with short, thick, dense, beautiful ground cover, taking in all that carbon up in that atmosphere, giving off a beautiful, beautiful oxygen. So again, we can get down to this level that God wants our earth to be. So it's very, very hopeful that we're going to be able to implement this. It's going to take a lot. It has to take government policy. It has to take convincing a lot of farmers. Even right down the street here at Idlewild Farm, you see they're open fields before they plant in the spring. Now, I know that many of you here in this church are so committed to this cause and being good stewards of the earth, because so many of you have solar. I know many of you have had mass save audits on your houses. You got LED lights. I mean, you have really just made a valiant effort to be good stewards of our earth. But we got to step it up. Despite this hopeful initiative with soil regeneration, we got to step it up. We got to get off that fossil fuel. So I'm going to give you one really good tip, which the first tip you should take. Generally, when you sign up for electricity in your house, your electricity here in Acton, 26% of it comes from renewable resources, solar, wind, and hydro. That's water going over the dam. The rest of it comes from a gas-fired power plant. One telephone call, you can change that. So your electricity is going to come from 100% renewable resources. And if you have a house about the size of the parsonage, it's only going to cost like extra $20 a month to do that. Okay, so our fantastic Wayne, our tech guru, has put a list under on our website. Make a difference. You scroll down, Caring for Creation. There's a huge list of websites that Peggy and Marilyn and Connie and Andrea helped me put together of all these resources. How to get your electricity to 100% renewable. How to change your heating system in your house over to heat pumps so you can get your heat through electricity, that beautiful electricity that we get from the sun. And there's a whole list of resources. And I even put a video up there just to show you our whale challenge. I Googled whale entanglement video, and I got a video of a baby whale entangled in a fishnet with volunteer sea stewards out there with long poles and clips on the end trying to cut that net off him. His mother's by his side. Anyway, I could hardly watch it, as you can imagine. And I'm not going to tell you how it ends up, but that's on that website list, too. You can go watch it for yourself. So, I just want everybody to embrace that we need to step up our stewardship of this beautiful earth so that we can all live together as one big happy family of nature. And it just takes a little bit of consistent effort from everybody, not just here in this church, the state of Massachusetts, the whole world. We have to do it. And if we do that, we can reach that 2050 goal of carbon neutrality, net zero, God's design. So go to the website, look at all those resources. If you have any questions on anything, my intention and my goal is to get everybody's house here to net zero carbon. And we can do it. The other request that I have is that the next time you go on a whale watch, you bow your head in reference to those beautiful, beautiful creatures of God's creation. Oh God, maker of human and heaven and earth, for all that is seen and unseen, you place us in your creation and you command us to care for it. Your works declare glory and splendor, and you call us to praise and reverence. Where we have degraded and destroyed earth's bounty, forgive us. Where we have taken beauty and majesty for granted, have mercy upon us. Where we have become estranged from the creatures with whom we share the planet, grant us your peace. Renew us in the waters of baptism. Refresh us with the winds of your spirit and sustain us with the bread of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the new creation, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you give a big hand to our sister, Susan? You know, when she was preparing today, we sent emails back and forth a lot, and I believe you saw her passion, her heart. She has so many things to talk about, so I told her, Susan, you know, choose one, because this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. With St. Matthews, Community of Faith, Family of Faith at St. Matthew's will make commitment to be good and better stewards for God's creation. Amen? Amen. Amen. Don't blink your eyes, then you may miss today's good news, okay? Let me tell you a story. The dad comes home and he yells at his wife, and the wife gets upset and she yells at her son, and the son gets upset and he yells at his 5-year-old sister, and the little sister gets upset and kicks the dog, and the dog gets upset and bites the dad. Do you see the point of this story? What a treasury. What goes around comes around. I'm sure, if not all, most of us are familiar with these terms. Climate change, climate crisis, climate disaster, climate collapse. That's what we are dealing with today. When I think about this climate matter, I can't help but think about the phrase, what goes around comes around. We human beings have mistreated and even abused the God's creatures so badly for a long, long time. And now we've started acknowledging what comes around. We feel even threatened by all the impacts of the climate crisis. In the very beginning, God created all God's creation, and God entrusted us with them. When God created all of them, God said, good. God said good. And God wanted us to be good stewards to take good care of them. Keep them good. God's vision for God's creation, including human beings, was living together. Living together in harmony. Today's scripture reading from Isaiah describes the Messiah's kingdom. And in the kingdom, what happens? As if you pay attention to this Bible passage, you heard a lot of repetitions of with, together, and near. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goats. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion. The cow will gaze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. And the last verse says, nothing will hurt and destroy. How wonderful. That was the prophecy of God's kingdom, the book of Isaiah describes. There is a new hope. And that hope exists in the living together, coexisting and living together with one another and with God's creature, with all God's creation. Then I ask the question, why this Bible passage repeats those words, together, with, and near? In summary, the Bible shows us that all God's creation lives together in harmony in the Messiah's kingdom. And today God calls us to build it here and now. It's not something that we are waiting for. It's something God wants us to build together. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now is the time to recover the stewardship for God's creatures, God's creation. Now is the time to live out togetherness with God's creation. I have one son. His name is Joshua. When he was about 13, 14 years old, he and some of his friends, they decided to make a beehive to protect the honeybees from air pollution. After they listened to the news about the crisis of honeybee extinction caused by air pollution, they took it so seriously and made a decision. And they borrowed this idea from car wash. The whole idea, I don't know all the details, but the whole idea was they put these micro curtains on each the entrance that the bees go in and come out. So as they go in, this micro curtain that brushes the air, the dirty air, dirt, and all those stuff. Then I asked him, why do you do this? And the young boy told me, because we need to live together, Dad. We need to live together, Dad. Somebody said, God's creation is not something we own. It is something we borrow from our next generation. It's not ours. We borrow it and use it and take the benefit out of it. In other words, we are responsible to hand it down to our next generation in a good shape. Those young children knew how important it is to keep our nature healthy and healthier. At a young age, they already know that they need to live together. How about you? How about me? How about us? My beloved siblings in Christ, God is calling you this morning to live with the other creatures of God together in harmony. God is calling you to be a good steward of God and take good care of God's creation. What will you do with today's message, today and tomorrow? What will you do? God bless you all. Amen. Let us sing the hymn, How Great Thou Art. It is in our UMC hymnal, the Navy Blue Book, page 77. Double sevens, 77. How Great Thou Art. Why don't we arise together? Please arise in spirit and or in body, and let us sing it out. Let us praise the Lord. How great thou art.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the words thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thou power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds
sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. And when I think that God His Son not sparing sent Him to die, I stars can't take it in that on the cross my burden they bury. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
It is time for offering. Yes, it is time to count God's blessings. Let us continue to count all the God's blessings, all God's blessings for us. And as our gratitude overflows, then we decide to share our financial resource for God's ministries in and through us. So please, count blessings now and count God's blessings every day. If you feel the Holy Spirit inspires you and you want to be part of these ministries God has been doing in and through us, then you may send check to the church or you visit our church website, saint-matthews.org, and please check the website, and there are various ways you can send the financial resource for God's ministries. And please pray for the ministries and pray for those whom God will reach out through the ministries. So begin your offering preparation with the prayers. Amen. Amen. Please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love. That's why we want to do this. We want to offer with love for God. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with grateful hearts. Amen. One of the ministries we United Methodist Church do together is support our siblings, the natives. So we are going to watch a brief video clip, which is about our ministries and where our offerings for this special Sunday will be used.
The mission of the United Methodist Church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Today, the process of making disciples is not intended to cause divisiveness related to cultures and traditions, especially with Native Americans. They must not lose their unique identity in God's family and no longer be invisible. We can't turn back the calendar, but we can continue to grow our partnership with our Native brothers and sisters to make disciples of Jesus right here in the Native American community. We can empower them to share God's light in these distinctive cultures so they join in the transformation of the world. That is why your support of Native American Ministries Sunday matters to so many followers of Christ. Through this special Sunday offering of the United Methodist Church, you can partner with local congregations to find fresh ways to minister within these unique communities and ensure a brighter tomorrow for our Native American brothers and sisters. Your support empowers people in a variety of communities, including reservations, urban, and rural settings. It strengthens local churches and outreach to benefit the entire community, but especially those of Native ancestry. Your gift makes it possible to equip Native American seminary students to learn to honor and celebrate Native American culture in their own vibrant United Methodist ministries. Together, we can continue to create a bright future that equips Native Americans to authentically worship and serve Jesus today as only they can do. When you give on Native American Ministries Sunday, you join with all of the people of the United Methodist Church, Native and non-Native, to write a new history, one that respects diversity and promotes justice, even as it unites us all to transform the world as disciples of Jesus Christ. Because together, we do more.
It doesn't matter if you or your great-grandparents or grandparents came to this land earlier or recently. We immigrants, we owe a lot to our native siblings. And we want to do ministry with them together. So please take this seriously and pray about it. And again, as the Holy Spirit moves your heart, then please be part of this ministry. Now it's time to pray together. You know, I have the prayer request on the chat. And I'm going to share each one. And at the end of each one, I'll say, this is my prayer. And you may say, this is our prayer. Susan Lasante, please pray for the family of Ken Simpson, who died this week. His funeral will be in our sanctuary tomorrow. This is my prayer. Judith and Ken, continued prayers for cousin Kathleen's son Alex. His injuries are healing, but he now has an infection in his bowels and colon. and he is back in ICU as the doctors try to find a reason for the infection. Prayers also for my sister, Nancy, who has been diagnosed with diabetes. This is my prayer. Susan Evans, a prayer of gratitude for the opportunity to tell my caring for creation story this morning in our service. This is my prayer. We thank you, Susan. We thank you. Connie Wilcock, prayers of gratitude for Susan Evans' passion and love for creation. Let her passion for the earth infect us all and drive us to make the right and hard choices that need to be made to return the earth to God's intended beautiful balance. This is my prayer. Let us take a moment of silence and pray together. Before we pray together, I have one more prayer request to hear. Jim K., a prayer of a celebration for my dad's 96th birthday celebration this weekend. Happy birthday to Jim K.'s father. This is my prayer. We want to pray together. Prayer is one of the greatest gifts God has given to us. Even when there is nothing or much thing we can do, many things we can do about such a situation and circumstances, then we still can pray. And God is here with us and hear our prayers. So we want to pray together. So I invite you and encourage you to take this prayer request that you receive every week. Please open the email and you may print them out and put it on your bedside or a refrigerator or anywhere you can see. And let us pray together and let us experience the beauty of prayer, the wonderful gift, together. Amen. This time let us take a moment of silence and pray for this prayer request and also anyone who comes in your heart and mind, let us pray for them. And also let us pray for ourselves so that we may make decisions to be good stewards of God. For God's creation. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace together. The peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you all. Peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements. Thank you very much, all worship leaders, especially a thank you, Suzanne, for a wonderful message this morning. And your, as Connie shared with us, you know, your passion. You know, thank you very much. And thank you all who joined us to worship God together this morning. If you want to know more about St. Matthew's Community of Faith and you have any questions, please send me an email at pastor@st-matthews.org. You can find that my email address on the YouTube page and also on the church website. We would like to get connected with you. We would like to take this journey together with you. Yes, we want to live with you in harmony together. So please send me an email. And I've received emails over the time, and on behalf of the Community of Faith of St. Matthew's, we've studied the developing relationship together, and it's been awesome. It's been so beautiful. They're sharing our stories together and praying together. So this is so wonderful. So send me an email and we can take this journey together. And also, please join us in the virtual coffee hour after service. So after service, we'll have a virtual coffee hour. No password is needed. It's a Zoom. You can find the link on the YouTube page and also on the church website. And as I introduced you and invited you to be part of Native American Ministries Sunday, you can check umc.org and you can find a lot of information about, you know, Native American Ministries. So please check it out. And let us pray together. My beloved siblings in Christ, go with assurance that God is the Creator. And God created. And God is recreating. And God will continue to recreate all God's creations. God is Almighty God. How thou great art. So we can recover. We can recover together. As we watch the storm of examples in the videos, this week start with one thing. And one thing. And one thing. And now I bless you with all my heart. As you join God's recreating ministry, you may hear God saying, my good boy, my good girl. Enjoy the week that God gives you and find ways to live our God's creation all together in harmony. Let us bless each other through the blessing song together.
May the grace and peace of Christ be with you, my friends. Go and share the love of God, love that never ends.
Amen.
As I'm singing the closing song, just a closer walk with thee, you may dance with God together.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just the closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden share? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer, just the closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. My feeble life is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely on to thy shore, dear Lord, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen.